This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Notes on Brazil from my father. My father would have liked Brazil. He knew field Spanish from time spent in the California orange groves when his dad was a foreman there near Orange and Santa Ana. He would help out and talk to the Mexican workers when they were putting out smudge pots to ward off freezes or helping harvest. It's not Portuguese, but I found it often close enough in a pinch that people either knew or could guess what I was talking about. He was a long way from fluent, but he could get over most of the time, if not all of the time. The first time I was in Mexico City in 1974, we had breakfast together. I wanted pancakes, so he ordered them for me. They served me a heaping plate of bread, which is what pan means in Spanish. He was out of practice. We all had a good laugh. There's some changes since I first visited Brazil 21 years ago. We were there in a week before the first primary won by Lula da Silva. Now, having served a term both in prison and as president, he's been elected once again. Then, many in social movements and unions were wary of each other and wondered if Lula won, would the army attempt a coup? Now, in taking group pictures, some raised an L with their fingers. Not for loser, but for Lula, after years of struggle since another coup. Then jogging, sometimes with my companera, Sequifacion, down to the park, we saw runners and walkers there, but nowhere else. Now, it seemed, everywhere we went, there were bikers, joggers, walkers of all ages, night and day. Then we were wary of the water, as if in Mexico City. But now the water was potable everywhere we went. At least, that was a story for drinking. Hot water for showers was an issue everywhere. In Salvador, 5 minutes might warm it up. In Recife, it was cold showers all the way. On the other hand, everywhere we went for breakfast, they offered 2 or 3 kinds of cake. What a country. Here's an innovation. As a matter of law, the priority line for airline travel has a half dozen categories for people who get on first, even ahead of premier people except for super flyers. It includes everyone over 60, over children, and so on. No one complains, and it speeds up the loading. We were also surprised at how the crosswalk system worked and how much people respected it. On the highways, there are cameras that force people to slow down to 60 kilometers per hour, or about 37 miles per hour, so cars would almost screech to a stop and then speed back up because of the price of the tickets. Same in the city. Running a red light is a pricey ticket on traffic cameras. On the other hand, literally everyone would tell us not to put our phones in our back pockets because they would be stolen. So that's obviously a big, big security issue. Waistbands were the go-to solution for many, it seemed. Salvador, Recife, and Carioca in northern Brazil are much different from the south, where I had been before, in Rio, Sao Paulo, or Porto Alegre. It's worth more than a visit.